cleaning the body out inside, getting the bowels working, getting all the body working and functioning properly.
A person like myself, I find it very hard to actually quickly change over. So it does help if you actually make that small effort at a progressive stage.
Doing it bit by bit's a good way to start. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, Ken.
Yes.
And SWRFM wasn't built in a day.
It's so built in a week.
Built in a week. So
this is the Sabbath.
Right. Yes. So, you know, it's good if you can make gradual changes.
Yes.
You know, cutting down your tea and coffee and your sugars.
You make
and those
me very
things.
Nervous there.
Right, I'm worrying you. I don't mean to worry.
Yes, you know.
I'm trying to help
the fast
you.
Foods that we've been eating the last few days and the lack of sleep that we've been getting. But, I'll promise to you that I'll definitely start making a change from today.
Good, very good.
I noticed one thing with my diet. If I actually slack off from my diet, thinking about, you know, eating oranges and fruit and things like that, which, you know, you've got to go out of your way to get, I tend to get a lot of colds and flus and that. And people are asking, you know, colds and flus and respiration problems, have they become increasing problem? And what can we do to improve this situation?
Right, well, colds and flus and respiratory problems like asthma and the amount of people with cough and lung disorders, as a practitioner in the field, this has increased dramatically. And we're finding things like, you know, asthma, we're seeing certain areas where you've got, you know, 4 out of 10 children with asthma. And this has become an epidemic. And what we can do personally is do things like, I've already mentioned vitamin C. Now, one of the great scientists of this century, Dr. Linus Pauling, who's very well known for his vitamin C work, and Dr. Pauling himself has won 2 Nobel Prizes. And when you look at Pauling's work, what he suggests, and what works very much so, I know from clinical experience and my own experience, that if you can increase your vitamin C levels up to, you know, I think 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams is a good daily maintenance dose of vitamin C, and you can help prevent viruses and flus. And when you do get a cold, you can decrease the severity of it, so you're not knocked out completely. Things like vitamin A or cod liver oil, excellent for our lungs and our mucous linings and to help to our immunity. A couple of good herbs you can buy in the health food shop, golden seal and echinacea come to mind. Also, golden seal, excellent for lung problems. And I think ensuring that we have a little bit of good essential fat such as avocado or butter with our cod liver oil for absorption. They're some of the basic things, and of course having good quality B vitamins, once again. So they give you a few things that you know, people in the community can do, and they can purchase those things at the health food shop or through their friendly practitioner.
A lot of information presented tonight, and those who actually didn't quite get all that and would like further information about different points that we've spoken about tonight. Garth has a centre that he looks at people. Might want to go into a little bit more detail on what your centre is and where it's located.
Right, okay.
And probably even the studies that you've actually gone through to get to this level.
Well, I'm at the Nutritional Health and Information Centre, and that's located at 441 Pacific Highway, Linfield. I'll just repeat that, 441 Pacific Highway, Linfield. And the phone number there, if people want to contact us, and we'll be only too pleased to help you in any way, is 416-2266. And just briefly on the centre, we do all sorts of nutrient analysis. We do live blood analysis. So we look at the body in great detail. We do urine analysis, saliva analysis, detailed biochemical analysis, and we map out individual programs specifically for you. As I stated earlier, we're all biochemically individual, and what we can do there is map out specific diets and nutrient supplementation programs specifically for your problems, and you can see for yourself and have a look at your own blood on the video monitor if you wish, and that's how we analyze people.
It's quite interesting that I've had that done, listeners. You can actually see the cells floating around on the screen. It's an amazing experience. I wasn't very healthy when I turned up there. Probably still aren't, because I didn't stick to the diet they gave me.
Yeah, you're living proof of it, Ken.
Yeah, I'm a sick man.
Right, so that just gives you some idea of what we do there, and really people can contact the clinic, you know, for more detailed analysis.
You might say that number again for those who have just run off to get their pen and
paper. The number's 416-2266.
I will be inviting Garth back for future broadcast to nail down onto certain areas. Those areas can be covered by my ideas, or if the listeners would like to write into Post Office Box 41, Cambridge Park, New South Wales 2747, and just state it's for the Eye Opener program and your problem, I can pass him on to Garth. Garth can do the research for us, saves me a bit of time, and then we'll get back to the listeners for our next broadcast. But stay tuned, and we've got a Carol Scott for an update on the things happening in Penrith. Thank you very much, Garth, for coming.
Thanks very much for inviting me, Ken. It's been a pleasure.
Stay okay. Tuned. Well, Ken, we'll have some highlights this time rather than a song, I think.
Okay. For you from here,
Paul. Yes. I had a call actually from TJ, who's one of our listeners. If you've got Jimmy Barnes' "When Your Love Is Gone" or the new Barnes and Farnham duo out there, can you put it on as a request, please? If you can find it.
Barnes and Farnsey. Well, I'll do my best.
Okay.
We're still a little bit chaos out here, but until that time, I'll just play another track. This is something a little bit different, pretty flamingo, Huxton Creepers from back in 1988. You're listening to Swire FM, test broadcasting on 88.3 megahertz. And I will carry you with another song. We're a bit busy just here at the moment at Markertown. Is that okay, Knight?
You want to play another song?
Knight.
Yeah?
You'll just carry us out for a second, won't you?
Yeah. If you turn off the John Farnham. Thank you. We just had a request on the phone from... I'll just grab my little pad here. From Lisa, who's listening out there, and she wants this track for Matthew. Do you want me to carry you out with a song over from this side, Paul? We will anyway.
Wake up. Hello, you're listening to Swire FM.
We must let the song end, Paul.
Oh, well, it's only Kylie and Jason, of course.
But it was a request for Matthew from Lisa.
And actually, this is only my opinion, but I think that's probably the best song they had. Perhaps the only really good song they had, as far as I'm concerned. But still, that doesn't stop anyone from making more requests. You can come straight down here to Mount Druitt Market Town and just tell us who you want to hear.
Yep, or alternatively?
If we'll try and play it. Or alternatively, you can ring a Knight who's back there at the studio on 8322331.
Yeah, Paul, we'll just pause there for just 1 second to announce that one of our major sponsors is Fares Plumbing and Maintenance.
Okay, I'll just keep talking here while I do a few adjustments. This is community radio test broadcasting, so I'll do what all technicians do. I'll go test 1, 2. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. No wonder I can't hear myself. There's only one channel there.
Uh-huh.
I see. Okay, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, we'll now go with this particular song. This is Chris Rea. Swire FM, test broadcasting on 88.3 megahertz. And this morning, Saturday, the 25th, we are broadcasting totally live. Live. I'm very musical, aren't I? Live from Mount Druitt Market Town, down here at Centre Court, just outside the front of CD World, who have very graciously helped us at Swire FM and supported us in many different ways. And this morning, Saturday, the 25th, we are broadcasting totally live. Live. I'm very musical, aren't I? And this morning, Saturday, the 25th, we are broadcasting totally live. Live.
WRFM, oh, slight problems there. That was In Excess and Suicide Blonde. It's 20 minutes past 12 on Community Radio SWRFM, test broadcasting on 88.
There's a highlight. Just ignore all the times, ladies and gentlemen.
We cross now live to our studio. That's live. We go live, and we present for you a band called Medium Happy.
Hello, and welcome to the Medium Happy experience. It's very good to be out here in the West. This is the very place of, it's the very roots of our first gig. We played out in Parramatta a few months ago, and so it's an absolute pleasure. So in the next few minutes, I'd like you just to remember one message. Just sit back, or if you're in your car, just try to think whilst you're listening that there is no meaning to anything we're about to sing.
On SWR, that's where we leave the highlights for just a short while. Well, Ken's pretty much depressed me for the evening. He's pretty much told me my nails are bad and I've been eating the wrong foods for the last few days. You know, how depressing. Sorry?
And you're getting old.
And I'm getting old.
5 years old today.
Thank you. I suppose the promising sign is that I'm not going to die of heart disease, I suppose. Well, anyway.
Not with the cholesterol.
No, not with the cholesterol. Yeah, that's right. Okay, it's 6 minutes to 9 o'clock. We're just waiting for Ken to get ready for his next interview. Whilst we do, I wasn't game enough to play this yesterday because of the context, and I had Colleen sitting here. But anyway, I'll play it now, and I know Colleen's going to race for the radio. Colleen, see if you can find the lyrics that I was talking about. Anyway, here it comes. This is Mid-Year. Well, Colleen, I hope you picked it up there. Get me out of trouble anyway. Over to you, Ken.
Cheers.
Sorry?
You gotta fade the song?
Yeah, mate, there it goes.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome back to iOpener. We're going a little bit over time, but that's okay because I'm doing the next program as well, so I'm biting into my own time. I hope you've enjoyed tonight. What we've tried to do over the last week with iOpener is to introduce to the community what we're trying to present with iOpener, and we really want to cover a broad spectrum, but we need input from the community. So if you've got any subjects you might like discussed, researched, etc., send us a letter to Post Office Box 41, Cambridge Park, 2747. Not like our phone number, which we'll finish tonight, but that post office box will be current for eternity. So always send in your letters and we'll do our best to research any topic or even bring back some other guests who are here already and in future broadcasts so that we can discuss further matters. I'd like to go into another area which I'd like to cover with iOpener, again based around the community. We've picked on Penrith this time. So people in Blacktown, you might want to, and the Mount Druitt area might want to know what's going on in Penrith. We would like to have correspondence from Blacktown and Mount Druitt areas, Doonside and that. So if you really would like to let us know what's happening in your area, give people a pat on the back when they deserve it, drop us a line at Post Office Box 41, Cambridge Park, 2747, New South Wales. We're going to be talking with Carol Scott tonight. I first met up with Carol Scott when I got this little letter in my mailbox almost a year ago. Would it be, Carol?
A year ago now.
Yeah. I was a new member to the Cambridge Park area, and somebody was kind enough to leave some junk mail, I believe, was in there, and it was actually an urgent meeting to discuss the future of our community hall and Cambridge Park overalls. They're under threat. Oh, I'm actually reading this from the pamphlet. They are under threat from redevelopment. Public meeting, Saturday the 2nd of February 1991, 4 p.m. at Allsop Oval to discuss the problems of this kind of redevelopment. Support us. Support your park. Be there. Signed, Carol Scott. And being a new member of the area, I thought, well, let's go down and see what trouble they're trying to cause down there. I suppose what most people thought. So I wandered down there with my wife that afternoon, and there was people talking about, you know, that we don't want a new hall, and, well, what I believe was not a new hall, and, you know, pull this down and put this up. And when I realised what they were actually talking about, I thought, well, geez, I support them. And they were having a hard time trying to let the councillors know what they really wanted, so I got up there and made a fool of myself and told them what they were after, and they all agreed, and I became a bit famous for a little while, photos in the paper. And we developed a committee who then tried to show the council what we really needed in our area, because it is our area and they're there to represent us, so it's up to us to let them know what we want. So I've invited Carol along to let us know how things have gone. Carol, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Ken. Good evening, and good evening to everyone.
Cambridge Park Community Centre. Well, actually, it's a community hall. We're actually after a redeveloped hall, and how have things gone with the council so far?
Very well, actually. Cambridge Park and Warrington have finally come into their own. Cambridge Park Hall will be coming down in March, ready for a new hall in April 1992. And I quote a letter from Penrith Council. I am pleased to inform you that Council at its meeting on the 2nd of December 1991 endorse April 1992 as the proposed commencement date for the construction of the new hall at Cambridge Park. The new hall will cost $600,000 and is a community hall which has catered for the footballers downstairs, leaving the upstairs for the community to use. It will be for the community. We already have people lined up to work with us in any project the community feels it would like in our area. A morning tea for the elderly so they can be with people their own age, playgroups, etc. And it will be more than suitable and adequate for 18th birthdays, 21st birthdays and wedding receptions. There was a report that upset me quite a deal, and that was that St Mary's Aquatic Centre was actually dumped in favour of Cambridge Park Hall. But I don't think anybody was told that the Aquatic Centre would cost at least $5 million in this economic times, it doesn't take an Einstein to work out you can't compare $600,000 to $5 million. Nor can you ignore the amount of people to benefit by each venture. Cambridge Park Hall, as suggested, didn't jump the queue. It's a 12-year-old promise now being kept by council.
I'm very happy about that too.
So are we.
it was a bit of a fight to let them know that you can't have a youth and community centre. Not that we were against a youth centre, but you can't just kick one out and have just a youth centre.
We couldn't combine 3-year-old ballet girls with 12 to 18-year-old teenagers.
That's it. Plus the youth centre is only aimed at a certain age group, so that's really not lining out a section of the community and leaving the rest with nowhere to go.
That's right. That's right. Mm.
One thing that I thought I'd ask you about, Carol, which hopefully you've gone and researched, Section 91, Money for New Areas. There, I believe, 94, I should say. I can't even read my own typing. It's used for new areas to cover for community halls and parks and things. What about the old areas? Are they benefiting from such a legislation?
No, no way. They miss out on that altogether. The Section 94... relates to real estate people now having to leave X amount of land for community use. X amount of dollars is given, and I'm not sure whether it's to council or the state government, from the sale of each house to provide community facilities such as community cottages, halls, playgroups, play schools, things like that. And old areas just totally miss out on that 94 money.
So it's really up to us to sort that problem out, isn't it? I mean, what, do we go to our local council and ask our members to say, well, look, you know, how about, like, I live in an old area, so obviously we wouldn't benefit from such a facility.
That's right. You have to get out there and say, well, look, this is what we want, this is what we need.
Yeah.
Where are you? Will you please come and have a look at what we want, what we need, and tell us why we don't have it?
Right, well, at this point I might ask that if anybody out there can... well, shine the light on whether we actually benefit from that or not. If they write to us, Post Office Box 41, Cambridge Park, 2747, and let us know whether we're wrong or right. We'd like to be corrected if we are wrong. I've been told that we are right, so we've done the research. So write to us if you want any more information. We'll do our best to get back to you on the matter, and we could even pass those letters on behalf of you to the government. And it's the people that have to actually change things, as we've proven with our community hall. So write to us and let us know. Carol, we didn't actually want to get rid of the youth centre. We would really like to have a youth centre in our area because that was the initial need. We also need the community hall because it was existing and the community needs a hall for itself. So the youth, we didn't neglect. Our committee actually continued and ensured that the youth centre actually got their centre. And how well has that gone since our last meeting that I attended anyway?
Well, I got lucky. I ended up on the committee of both. Both the Halls Committee and the Victoria Street Youth Development Association. And we had a really great day last Thursday. Virginia Chadwick and Anne Cohen came to the centre and gave us the $125,000 rubber check, as well as the real one, from the Office of Youth Affairs. It was a really exciting morning for everybody. And with much hard work from Mark Powell and others, our youth centre has now moved across to Victoria Street and at this time is operating out of Victoria Street Cottage. The actual building of the youth centre is underway and should be completed June, July, weather permitting, and our teenagers will have a home of their own. It operates for 12 to 18-year-olds, which is, you know, a really age group where there isn't very many places that they can go. So we're really proud of the fact that we've got both. And Mark's just completed a very successful two-week holiday program with our children. Some of the activities, for example, were go-karting, volleyball at Bullow Beach, horse riding, a day of activities and activity centre, a barbecue at Victoria Street on the Friday, which the parents were invited to, because we like the parents to get involved at some stage. And the Monday was a mystery day, and all the children voted horse riding again, which seems to be the favourite go. The following Tuesday, they had a picnic at Narrabeen Beach. They had an arts and crafts day, a Wonderland day, a waterworks day, which is one I went on. Again, the last week of the program, we had a barbecue at Victoria Street, to which parents were invited. Each day we had between 15 and 20 children, which made it very worthwhile because it meant those children weren't without anything to do. There are some fees involved. The main fee was $15 for the day for Wonderland. But I think the main thing I would like to say is that on these outings, when we get back to the centre, the children are not left alone at the centre to wait for their parents. They can ring home, let mum and dad know they're there. Mum and dad can turn up to pick them up.
So now we've got proper facilities for such events.
That's right.
So they're not waiting around outside for dad to come home from work.
That's right. And if there's some problem as far as mum and dad picking the children up, then they're not left. A worker takes a child home and delivers the child straight to the door. So there is never, ever a child left waiting around.
That's good. I'm glad we got both things out of our efforts there.
It's a lot of hard work, but it's been worth it.
Yeah, well, a lot of members in the community who feel that there's something going wrong in our community that they'd like change, it does pay to put a little bit of effort into it. I think Carol feels good in herself that she's actually gone ahead and followed through with that. And we're at Swire FM actually doing the same thing in a little way. But we need your help as much as Carol needs the community's help as well. So help us out. We'll do our best to help you. If you don't have the time, we're trying to make the time for ourselves to do that work. Carol, you've got a topic to talk about, life after raising children. Now, I don't know anything about that, so you might be able to teach me something about that. I hope my parents are listening at the moment.
It's a hard topic. It was very hard for me because I am the mother of six children who have now all grown up and have lives of their own. And I began to wonder what I was going to do as I'd only ever known being a mother and a wife. And my first instinct was, what am I going to do now? You know, my children didn't need me hanging on to them. But at the same time, you have to be around if you are needed. You find you are still needed, but in a much different way. And that was a very hard thing to deal with at the time. And I found the answer in the previous two things that we were just talking about, in finding out what my children had used in their growing up years, finding out what they needed, and then getting up and going out and putting something back into the community. With a great deal of support from my husband, and I could never thank him enough for the support he's given me, Ken. And
you've gone through a lot through that period.
Through the last 12 months.
Plaster on one arm and hay fever and both arms. You've been in the wars.
Yeah.
Been down there mowing the lawns at the cemetery. I've never seen somebody work like that. Well, people deserve pats on the back, and I think Carol deserves a bit of a pat for what she's done so far, and that's why I've invited her to the station so that we can let the people know what she's done. She hasn't done it just alone. Her husband's helped her, and she's had little help from people in the community. But we're trying to encourage people to actually get out there and, you know, if you want something done, we realise you have to do it yourself.
It's been a very fruitful year for me, last year and so far this year, with both the youth centre and the hall. And it doesn't matter if you're young or middle-aged or old, you all have something to offer your community, and we can all teach one another.
Yes, for sure.
One such group of people I'd like to really mention at this time is Penrith Senior Citizens and Penrith Pensioners Association. That's a mouthful. They're collecting tin food for the needy, such as baked beans, spaghetti, tin fruit, things that will last, not food that will go
perish.
Off. They need things that are going to last. And they're doing their bit. So if anybody does have something that you can give, can you please just take it to the centre? It doesn't matter if it's just one tin or something, even if it's a tiny tin.
I suppose when you're going shopping, you pick up just one of those little tins, it'll feed another family, and you probably leave it in the cupboard for so long you'll never use it yourself. So.
Exactly, and that little tin could be someone's dinner.
Yeah. I suppose we're not asking for the people that can't afford that, but just the people that
can
easily as he put a sign.
That's right.
Now, if you want more details on that, you can call us. Well, actually, our number disappears. Our number is 623-2860 after tomorrow, or you can write to us on Post Office Box 41, Cambridge Park, 2747.
I think one thing people have to remember, Ken, is that you're only not needed if you let yourself get that way.
Yep.
If you feel you're not needed, then you're going to allow yourself to become not needed. But if you're willing to put the effort in, everybody's needed.
Well, there's a lot of projects out there that actually need people's attention. I didn't really intend to get involved with your group, but I don't know.
It happened.
That kind of person, you get involved and you're there. We need people's help with this station, so if you think that you could help us out in any possible way, we need it. Believe me, this has been run by three guys so far, and it's not doing our lives too well at the moment. I'm glad I had the nutrition guy in to give me some pointers on how to fix my life up.
Actually, I'm very proud of all of you. I've been listening all week, and I can't tell everybody out there what a fabulous job I think you've been doing. And if they could see what you're doing with, they would just
budget.
Be so proud. You know, it's just so phenomenal to hear and see something like this going to air.
Well, we have a lot of community help as well. We've got a guy in the studio at the moment, Robert Gattiza. He's assisting us by filming a lot of the stuff that's going on, and he's getting a bit of advertising. He's been advertised as King Rat videos, but I think it's changed, hasn't it, Robert? Casablanca videos. Casablanca now. But now we'll talk to Robert later on. Cal, we'll finish up tonight. No, we're not going to talk to Robert. Go and talk, Rob.
I'll do the filming.
He's filming me at the moment, doing some practice shots. I hope I don't break the lens. But back to Carol. Is there any other things that you'd like to finish off tonight with?
Yes, there's one project that's really become quite dear to my heart, and that's Lemon Grove Lodge. It's for homeless children in the Penrith district. And last week I paid them a visit without them knowing that I was going to be there. I know we could go on about charities forever, but this one I found has some massive problems and they really need help. I noticed, apart from the garden needing some work because of the rain, the house was spotless. They could use some curtains and some decent furniture. The furniture they get is second hand, it's used, it's very worn, but a little decent furniture wouldn't go astray. And I was assured that although these children are homeless, they do appreciate what little they have got. And I really believe that we have people out there who do have things hidden away and they don't need them anymore. And they could contribute them to Lemon Grove Lodge. My main concern, however, is for their biggest problem, which is rising damp. The last quote they got for the problem was $13,000. This is a beautiful old home doing something for homeless youth. Surely we have retired builders or builders with not much on at the moment that could come to the rescue of this beautiful building, if not for the kids, for the beautiful building. And I would really love to hear from someone with some community spirit who would help. I'm sure that we could also say thank you to them on air next broadcast if they wished. If they didn't wish, we could leave it alone. Mm-hmm.
Well, they could contact us by mail, or if they want to call tonight, if anybody out there is feeling like they've got no work on and they want to, well, we can offer some publicity next time at the broadcast, by all means. You can phone us on... What's our number here tonight? Tonight only.
623-2860.
What about
tonight? 832-2331.
832-2331 if you... Yeah, you better turn the mic on. Or you can post a letter to us at Post Office Box 41, Cambridge Park, 2747. Again, if you would like to get in contact with us about assisting this fund for homeless children in the Penrith area, you could call us on 832-2331.
Okay, one other thing I investigated and which interested me also was how do lone single fathers cope with their children's bathroom needs when they are when they're out
shopping.
Like,
yeah.
You know, there's not just single mums out there, there's single dads out there as well. And I thought about it for a while and I thought, okay, this is another project to look at. And well, dads, I've got some good news for you. In one of the largest retailing stores in Penrith, when it reopens properly, it won't just have a mothering room, as it did have before. It will have a parenting room, which I think is absolutely fabulous because it's time.
Should we give them a pat on the back?
Can we give them
a pat
on the back?
Yeah, we can give them a pat on the back.
Can we really? Because I'm so proud of them. It's Grace Brothers.
Hey, Grace Brothers. I only wish that they could let us drop our mail off down there. Blacktown actually helped us, but Mount Druitt and Penrith weren't able to help us at this point of time, but hopefully next broadcast we'll make it easy for people to drop their letters into us by going via the major stores. But no, it's great, Grace Brothers, for actually coming up with that.
Well, it means that now dads are going to have somewhere that they can feed their children, change diapers just like mum does.
Yeah, without and being embarrassed by going into the mother's room.
And mothers being embarrassed by dads walking in, vice versa,
So well, it looks like the stores are actually becoming aware of people's needs, but it's what our aim is with this show, to actually come up with these ideas. People just think of them and just put them in the back of their mind. We want to actually bring them out, and you can write to us. We'll do the research. We'll do basically everything we possibly can to get that idea across and to the right people. We have the contacts, and we'll do our very best. So write to us at Post Office Box 41, Cambridge Park, 2747, and we'll read those letters out next broadcast if anybody would like to write to us. Any problems whatsoever in the Blacktown, Mount Druitt, and Penrith area. Back to you, Carol.
I would like to leave you all this evening with a song that has always gotten me through the hard times. And believe me, after six children and a lot of hard work, there's been some hard times. And this is for all of you, for everybody out there. And it's called You'll Never Walk Alone by Elvis Presley.
Thank you, Carol.
When you through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on. Oh,
It's that one on SWRFM. Elvis Presley and You'll Never Walk Alone. Well, I'm going to just play you a couple of more highlights. They say everyone has their 30 seconds of fame in life. Here's Marquitas.
SWRFM, and you're listening to The Frozen Doberman and Skullduggery. Coming up, we've got more of the live band, Daytura.
Okay, it's Daytura again. This next song, Remember Me, it's dedicated to the Cataclassic.
It's 26 minutes past 9 on SWRFM. We're playing you some highlights right now. And it's goodbye from Eye Opener.
WRFM, you're listening to highlights of our first official test broadcast.
It's Metallica. Oh,
not Metallica. Daytura.
Daytura. Sorry, Makita. I just said almost live. Well, live from cassette. Well, that was the end of Eye Opener. Hopefully, people will tune in next broadcast for more from Eye Opener. Tonight, we're going for a strange mix. We're going to try to tell you all about Prince. Yes, Prince. As people have called him, the Purple Prince. As the girls in the studio say,
Now, Prince is a true artist. I don't know about his lifestyle and that, but I love his music. And we're going to try to give you a fair bit of his variety of music over the next hour and a half. There goes his cassette. I just broke his first cassette. Prince was born Prince Roger Nelson. I'll be giving you highlights all the way through some of his songs. We'll start off with one of his first albums. He was born in the 7th of June 1958 in downtown Minneapolis. And his father was a musician, mother was a singer, but she turned into other duties when Prince and his sister come along. And his parents actually got divorced at a later stage, and he ended up having stepsisters and stepbrothers, and parents got split up and went the different ways. And when he went to school, he started learning instruments such as the piano, as his father left that behind when they were divorced. And he's just started mimicking stuff off the TV, Thunderbirds and stuff like that, the theme songs, and just started teaching himself how to play instruments and join bands at school. Actually had a big report done on him at local school back when he used to have an afro. And I'd like to go to one of the songs that he actually had first published from an album called, I'm so disorganized here guys, where's the CD cover?
No, you gave me the CD, mate.
Yeah, I know, I gave you the CD, but
is
the CD cover
all over the floor.
There
we go. Oh, there
just
it
picked
is.
It up there.
Okay.
How disorganized. Radio. Yeah, community radio. I'm having a go here of disorganized. For You from the album Prince For You is actually produced, arranged, composed, and performed by Prince. It's very different to what you hear today.
Oh,
This is Soft and Wet. SWR FM 88.3. You're listening to Prince.